Now, lesson 4, miracle of your mind. All of the creatures on earth are remarkable, and they all equipped with exactly what they need to succeed. The magnificent eagle has eyesight so powerful it can spot small rods moving in the grass or fish below the surface of the water while it soars high in the sky. In contrast with its incredible eyes, the eagle's brain is so small and rudimentary. The eagle doesn't need to think or plan or remember. Even animals with which larger brains, like dolphins and chimpanzees, don't have minds like humans. Only one creature takes 20 years to mature, rules over the rest of the earth, and has the power to destroy all life on the planet. Human beings are the only species with the power to shape its own life according to dreams and ambitions it visualizes in its remarkable mind and the human system. Everything achieved by human beings is because we set ourselves goals and we reach those goals. Consider the progress we made towards curing diseases. You know, various diseases are eradicated now. And this is all by the human imagination. And the human imagination has taken us to a very different position, to the point of artificial intelligence, which we are creating as humans. We put a man on the moon and now look at the possibility of living on other planets. It's all our imaginations, since only humans can do that. But no one has ever achieved anything meaningful without having a clear goal towards to work with. I hope you've chosen your goal and the thinking about it sort of every day, through the day, inspiring and imprinting these ideas in your mind and then bringing that into your subconscious mind. And I very much believe that you have done that, listening to and studying our lessons. Now, take a moment to reflect on the things that your mind has brought to you. Everything you have, your work, your relationships with your family, your friends, your business colleagues, your philosophy of life, all comes from our mind. Earl Nightingale believed that we only use a fraction of our mind, brain's potential, as little as 5 or 10%, while the ideas that we use can really take us to a very different level. Our brains, our minds are the most complicated organ that nature has ever created. Our brains is physical, mind is intangible, have capabilities that no supercomputer can match today, according to various research. Work at the UCLA, Brain Research Institute, points to enormous ability latent in everyone by suggesting an incredible hypothesis that the ultimate creative capacity of the human brain, the mind, which is the intangible part, emotions and energy, may be all practical purpose and it is infinite. Your goal is your future. Your problem is to bridge the gap between where you are now and the goal you intend to reach. Your brain and it's the human system, this incredible potential is the key. Scientists agree that our brains are constantly transformed right up to our end of our life. That the brain is capable of learning for a lifetime. Make sure that you focus your brain's power on the right things. This program will show you how to use infinitely more of your mental powers, human powers, natural intelligence, as we call it, to wrap around the whole idea. So, the chairman of the Department of Psychology, I believe at the Northwestern University, once pointed out that successful people are not people without problems. They are simply people who learn to solve their problems. So, to get what you want from life, you must solve the problems which stand between where you are now and where you want to get to. And it's very important, and you need to understand the natural intelligence. No one is without problems, they are part of life. Earl warns us, not to waste time worrying about the wrong problems. He estimates that the things people worry about can be broken down as follows. These are some ideas that Earl talks about. Things that never happens, these account, they say, to 40% of what we worry about. This never happens. the things over and past that can never be changed by all the worry in the world are responsible for maybe another 30% of our worries. Needless worries about health make up maybe 12%. Petty miscellaneous worries, and that makes another 10 maybe. And the real legitimate concerns account for maybe 8%. And out of that sort of 8%, and that means 92% of an average person's worries make up valuable time, cause painful stress, but are absolutely unnecessary. We need to let them go. The real legitimate concerns, I don't even want to say the word worry, fall into sort of perhaps two categories. You know, first, there are problems we can solve, and then the second, there are ones we cannot. You know, most of our real problems comes in the first category if we learn how to solve them. It's a very minor percentage, right? It's only just about 4%. Millions of people feel unhappy with their lives, cut off from the life they want, because they see problems not as challenges to resolve, but as barriers that are impossible to overcome. A research proves that successful people have the same kinds of problems as everyone else. It's not therefore the problems which we all have, but to our ability to solve them is what we are talking in this program. By now, you know, you should have decided on a goal, which we talked about. You will become what you think about. You will achieve what you think about if you stick with it. You will achieve your goal, but how? That's where your body, the mind, the emotions, the energy comes into play. And we call it now the natural intelligence. Regan believes that the wraparound terminology is natural intelligence. What is your mind really is something that we all really talk about. The mind is energy. The only thing about a man that is a man is in his mind. Everything else you can find in a pig or a horse. And then that's uncomfortably true. The human mind is what makes us different to all other creatures on earth, wrapped around by the emotions and life energy. Anything comes to us because of the human intelligence, the natural intelligence, love, our beliefs, our talents, whatever we. And all of it is reflected through our minds, this natural intelligence. Anything that we will come to us in the future almost certainly will be a result of using our human tools. And yet, according to Nightingale, it's the last place the average person will turn for help, because they don't know where it is, where how this natural intelligence works. Do you know why? Do you know why people don't automatically turn their own internal mental resources to solve problems? Because they don't know. Earl Nightingale said that is because they never learned to think. Schools did not teach us this. Most people never think at all during the entire course of their lives. They remember, but that's not thinking creatively or in new directions. They react to everything happens outside of them. Remembering to set the alarm at night and, you know, getting up when it rings in the morning does not take a thought, nor does showering or getting dressed, eating breakfast, going to work. At work, we fall into a routine. At the end of the working day, we go home and, you know, start repeating the same process. And life moves on like that. Most people don't know how to think. Thinking is hard work. When faced with a problem, they'll go to any length to avoid thinking. They'll ask advice from most illogical people, usually people who don't know any more than they do. Next door neighbor, member of the family. Very few will sit down with their notepad or their digital pad, write the problem at the top of the page, and then think hard about how to solve it. They go and ask somebody else. They're getting opinions. They don't know how to solve their own problems, the people you're asking. Of course, some people do think. Look at what we've achieved. You know, we're advancing so quickly that we made more progress in the last 50 years than the 10,000 years of human civilization that came before. Most recently, we invented AI. We are talking about artificial intelligence and natural intelligence. Of all the scientists who ever lived, and it's estimated that 90% of them, you know, not here, or new scientists are coming. You know, Nightingale wrote, and I believe it is still true, that, you know, we've reached in the area of, or the ideas, the human advancement
it's plateaued so high, undreamed by even the most optimistic forecasters as recently as 50 years. The next 50 years is going to be fantastic, for every new idea triggers an additional idea. So now we are in an area of compounding advancement on every front. It is staggering, ladies and gentlemen. We can harness the power of the sun, wind and waves. You know, we have computers that are starting to solve problems faster than humans. Every invention, every leap of progress came from the human mind, human intelligence, natural intelligence, rather than from anywhere else. Dr. Harlow Shipley of Harvard said that we've entered an entirely new age he called the psychoistic age, and the age of the mind, the age of the natural intelligence. The 40-hour working week is getting shorter, and it is all changing in the world of technology. The average working person therefore has a lot of time at his or her disposal and an enormous amount of free time to think. If you allow for 8 hours sleep, you know, every night, a person working 40 hours has 6,000 waking hours a year, of which less than 2,000 are spent at work. This leaves around another 4,000 hours a year when a person is neither working nor sleeping. And what are you doing? Imagine what that time could be used for. Nightingale urges so that you can see amazing results in your own life, that you take just 1 hour a day, 5 days a week, shall we say, or 7 days a week, and sort of devote these hours to exercising your mind. It's a mind is like a physical muscle. You don't even have to do in weekends if you don't want to. Pick 1 hour and work on your mind like you work on your muscle. For me, the best time, sitting on a plane, in fact, and maybe having a glass of champagne, because I can focus fully on my goals without distractions. And on the days when that isn't an option, that doesn't mean I'm always flying around, I use an hour at the beginning of the day or end of the day, whenever that is possible. It can be useful to set time to really work on this and consciously put some time towards your goal and think about, and then the answers will come, and that's the human nature. But you've got to develop this. This is, you need concentration. You need something to write on, and you need to keep looking at it and working on it, and digital or otherwise, and it's so important. Write it down. Write it down and see what that looks like. Feel it. Imagine it, and you can then achieve it. But take action when? Now. Not tomorrow. Procrastination is the biggest issue that we have. It won't be easy, because every new thing we start is tough until it becomes a habit. Aim for a dozen more ideas. Put it in there. Not some of them are good. Who cares? Just put it in and see what happens. Don't be too hard on yourself. Some of your ideas won't be any good. They might even be silly. Be silly. Good. But it's the thinking that matters. By doing this each day, your goal will be there at the forefront of your human mechanism, mind, and the energy and all the rest of it. You will carry on thinking about it throughout the day. This means you will be thinking about your goal and ways of improving your performance, increasing your service many, many hours in a week, in a month, in a year. So you're really, really dedicating your life towards this. Thinking will put you ahead and shoulders above the fellows who are working through on this area. And you focus on yours. Don't worry about what happens outside. By starting each day thinking, you'll find that your mind will continue to work all day long, or your human natural intelligence will work all day long, and it sort of great ideas will begin to bubble up from your subconscious. Listen to it. When it comes, don't shut it off, and just give time, and just one great idea can completely revolutionize your work and, as a result, your life, and it'll go towards your goal. To build muscles, you train, don't you? You lift weights. You can develop your mind in a similar way with mental exercises by using it, otherwise it atrophies. The returns are far greater than you might expect, since our minds are incredibly powerful than the muscles. Nightingale reports some of the results people achieved as the consequence of following this 1 hour a day or spending more time, the salesmen increasing their sales, companies' products being sold, people achieving
more achievement in there. So this idea which we are talking about, and working with your goals and working with your internal aspects of the mind, is incredible. And you know, each time you write or you know type your goal at the top of the sheet of paper, you don't worry about it. The goal is simply waiting to be reached. It's just a problem waiting to be solved. Believe that you will achieve it and apply all the powers of your mind towards solving it, and you will. You are in charge. You are in the driving seat. You are the boss, and then you need to make sure that you work in that way. So let's recap, shall we? So this week, you know, start spending an hour a day getting as many ideas as you can, you know, aim for a dozen, how you can improve what you're doing. You know, don't be discouraged by how hard this might feel. Once it becomes a habit, you will want to keep at it. You know, reaching your goal depends on the energy you put onto this. And we talked about that's one dimension of the human capability. Now, successful people, we have problems too that we just learned how to solve them, and that's how they are able to progress. Save your energy. Don't worry about needless things. You know, 40% things people worry about will never happen. 30% have already happened and can't be changed, and the 12% are needless worries about our health, or 10% is petty miscellaneous worries. And as we say, the 8% are maybe genuine. And these are just percentages to just to explain the point. You know, try to separate the real from the unnecessary, and then focus on those problems which you can solve. You know, control the controllables. You know, just don't waste time about problems which you can't solve. The human race has advanced further during the past 50 years than all the preceding 10,000 years of human civilization. And we are living in a golden age, ladies and gentlemen. And it has been dreaming of for centuries, and things are going to get better. But we got to figure out who we are. The only thing that can help you to achieve your goals in life is your mind and your energy, your natural intelligence, using it and following through the ideas it gives you. We all tend to underestimate our abilities. Know that we have a reservoir of great abilities, genius even deep within us that can be tapped if we know how to. That's the miracle of the mind. That's the miracle of human natural intelligence, which we are discussing on this lesson. Thank you.